Everyone is doing the best they can in each moment. That's a mantra I've reminded myself over and over again. Redemption is an act of redeeming for a fault or mistake, or atonement for guilt. Many parents like the idea of second and subsequent children as opportunities to redeem themselves for their failings with number one. But when you're doing the best you can, the best you know how, then there is no fault, there is no failing. As my 7-year-old likes to tell me, it's okay to make mistakes, but it's not okay not to try. So instead, how about we reframe redemption and look through a lens of personal growth? With every child, we learn more about humanity as embodied by our little one and in ourselves. Who is this child? Who am I when I'm with this child? And that changes with each, and it's not ever failure, it's growth. So let's explore that. Take a moment now to think back to when your first child was born. What were your values back then? What was your natural style? Perhaps, like me, you valued order and achievement. Perhaps you were structured. Bring that version of you as a brand new parent to mind and recall your values and your style. Now consider, how did they help you? How did they strengthen you? For me, for example, bringing order and structure to my parenting allowed me to cope with this completely unpredictable and dependable child. Next, recall your values and style with number two. No doubt, there was a bit of the same, and maybe a few ones snuck in, like flexibility and maybe playfulness. Have a think now. And then consider, how have they helped you and shaped you? Think about the wisdom you've developed, the emotional intelligence, the compassion. With every child, your capacity to love and connect grows. With every child, you give and you become more. Every child is unique. There are differences between children and differences within children at every stage of growth. And that presents opportunities for us to grow as parents and as people in our own right. I invite you to come back to looking through this lens and asking yourself these questions a little later on when you have time to pause and really consider them. Use them as a way to explore you, who you are, your values, your strengths, and the amazing personal growth journey you've been on. The questions again to remind you are: what were your values? What was your natural style? And how did they help you, strengthen you, develop you? Do this for each child. You can write your thoughts down or draw a timeline or even create a picture full of shapes and patterns and colour representing your growth. Becoming a parent is the steepest learning curve and the deepest privilege. Taking time to reflect like we're doing here is a wonderful way to honour the privilege and honour yourself.